This one today is called Proof Producing Witness. Proof Producing Witness. Now, if we move to the next slide, please. Hopefully that people can see that. Now, one word has been reverberating this whole week. What's that word? Jubilee. You've heard it over and over and over and over again. But does anybody really know what Jubilee is all about? Celebration, okay. Anybody else? Somebody's been digging into his theology there. Canceling debts, yes. Any other ideas of what, yes? Did you say celebrating the Queen? Yes. Celebrating the Queen, yes. Another theological thought there. Restoration. So, in the dictionary, you probably see Jubilee as, you know, a special anniversary. So, when you celebrate 25 years, it's called Silver Jubilee. 50, Golden, 60. And 70, we've just been celebrating platinum. What's up to 70? I don't know. When does ruby come in? Is that before? 40, okay. Ruby's 40, okay. So, but yeah, that word jubilee has echoed all across the country and even all across the world. Jubilee, and it's right to celebrate somebody who's been the longest reigning monarch, 70 years. And later on today, from 1 o'clock, we're going to be celebrating Her Majesty. But the Jubilee that I'm talking about today, this morning, started in ancient Israel. And just as Nigel and Laura hinted at, it had something to do with cancelling of debts. And it had something to do with restoration. In Leviticus 25, God gave Israel this charge. And he said, every 50 years, wipe everything off. If somebody owes you, forget it. If you owe somebody, it's forgotten. Let the land rest for that 50th year. Don't do anything on the land at all. If somebody has been a slave, set them free. Because it's... All right, let's do it again. Because it's... So when it's Jubilee, everything is as it used to be. Originally. So that's the idea of Jubilee. But Israel never got to celebrate that in their whole history. They never got to celebrate that. So you may be saying, but why is God insisting on 50 years? What's special about 50 years? Hopefully we'll unpack that in the next couple of minutes. But look at the cycles of God. In a week, you have what? 7 days. Out of the 7 days, God said to rest on which day? The seventh day, the Sabbath day. So that's one cycle, isn't it? God now said to them that every 7 years, in the seventh year, they should also rest. So there's week, there's every 7 years, and then God now said, every seventh year of the 7 years, which is 49, rest. But you said 50 earlier on. Yes, because just as you have a school year, you have 2 years in 1 year. So if I'm in year 5 now, in September I'll be what? Exactly. We're still in 2022. That was the idea. So God said, once the Day of Atonement comes, so the Day of Atonement is always in September. So once it comes, start the 50th year. So it may be the 49th year, but once it's September, because the Jews start their new year in September, the Rosh Hashanah. So once it's September, 50th year starts. And then it's Jubilee. Now, Jesus comes from the wilderness after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. He returns to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And Jesus was fond of going to the temple. So as his custom was, he was in the temple. And the priest was like, oh, Jesus is here. They brought out the scroll, not pre-planned, just one of the scrolls, and just laid it before him. And he found the place where he read from. And Jesus read this out to them. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, to release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance. So what is the year of the Lord's favor? Jubilee. So Jesus said, you've never had a jubilee before. God has always said, have a jubilee, but you've never been able to have a jubilee because either you're carried away into slavery or there's war. So you've never celebrated one before. But now, the Spirit is on me to bring jubilee. Next slide, please. So the year of the Lord's favor. Jesus brought about the first jubilee. If Jesus saw a blind person, what did he do? So he reset them. If he saw somebody who was in sin, what did he do? Forgive them. So he reset them. If he saw somebody who was in debt, what would he have done? Pay off their debt. So Jesus brought personal jubilee to those he met, to those he encountered. In Acts 10:38, it says, Jesus Christ went everywhere doing good, bringing jubilee. But Jesus did not just want it to be on him alone, because he knew he was going to go back to the Father. So what did he tell his disciples in the reading we read? What did he tell his disciples was going to happen when he goes into heaven? Does anybody remember? He said, the Father is going to send somebody else. And this person is going to make jubilee spread like fire. So who did the Father send? The Holy Spirit. Why? Because what was on one man is meant to be on everybody. Jesus said, the prophet Joel prophesied and said, God will pour out his Holy Spirit on everybody. Everybody. Now, we've had rain today. Yeah? If we all go out in the rain, who will not get wet? Who will not get wet? Even if you had your umbrella. Those in the car. Yeah, I didn't think of that one. Yeah, if you're in your car, yes, probably not. But as long as you are in the rain, you will get wet. So God says, I'm pouring out Holy Spirit on everybody so that jubilee can come to everybody, so that you can be reset from what happened to Adam and be reset in Christ. So Jubilee is coming like rain. It's coming like rain. Everybody, God wants everybody to get wet. He wants everybody to be on fire. Next slide, please. So we've celebrated Queen Elizabeth's 70th. We're saying she's the longest reigning monarch so far. So we celebrate her reign. But what about the one who's been on the throne? He ascended into heaven and he sat at the right hand of the Father. And until he returns, it's Jubilee. Because it's the year of the Lord's favor. You see, Jubilee, the year, doesn't mean 365 days. It means a period of time. So welcome to Jubilee. Celebrate the reign of Jesus this Pentecost. Because that's how we as church came to be. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a great reminder that what you intended for us to be fully restored in Christ is Jubilee, where everything that we owe is cancelled, where our lives are reset as if we never, ever did those things. That's why your forgiveness is so powerful. That's why your justification is so powerful. Because in your mind, in your eyes, we are new creations. So Lord, we receive your Holy Spirit upon us in a fresh way. We receive his outpouring in a fresh way. Kindle in us your fire again, Lord. Help us to be fully alive in you. Fully drenched in your love and in your power. In Jesus' name, amen.